it's fabulous, like, you know, and it's, you know, it just brings back memories to me of 2013, like, you know, the feeling of hearing that final whistle, like, you know, that you've won an All-Ireland title, like, you know, for your county, you know, and you're going to be going up the steps of the Hogan Stand to lift the cup, you know, and it's going to be unbelievable for these fellas, you know. It's great for Donegal hurling again, like, to try and get it back on the rise again. Hopefully, you know, they can get pushed up now to the Christie Ring, like, you know, because they're willing to compete. They proved that in the league. They beat Down, Derry, Armagh, like, you know, yeah. So just, they've nothing to fear, like, you know, and they're a great squad, like, young squad, like, you know, and hopefully we'll have a future in the Donegal hurling.
Yeah, well, as we said at the start as well, the Nicky Racker competition, you know, is a very, very hard one to win, so it is. But the performances Donegal put up against their opposition this year has been fantastic, so it has. And when questions have been asked, like we've seen here today, going into the second half, they answered them.
Definitely, you know, and, you know, these young fellas, I'd say coming up the road, that they were not going to leave this cup behind them today. Like, you know, they've put in such a certain effort all year, like, you know, and credit to them, like, you know, they were behind at half time, you know, and as I said, like, you know, it takes them a while to get momentum going, like, but once they get on top, once they start pushing ahead, they'll not lie down for no team, like, you know, and Warwickshire had no answers in the second half, like, you know, and they're just a fabulous squad, like, yeah. So.
And we have to give Declan Coulter, one of the big players for Donegal, a lot of credit. There was a lot of talk about him and Davin Flynn in the lead up to this game. Donegal needed somebody to step up to the plate at the start of the second half. Four unanswered scores from Coulter had levelled the game for Donegal at 12 points apiece, and they knocked on from that.
Yeah, and, like, Coulter was outstanding with it, but for me, I think the man of the match had to be Gary Gilmore there, like, you know, like, he just gave an exhibition of hurling, like, you know, he stepped up when Donegal needed scores, and just that cheeky last score here, the last score that he got, like, you know, just proved how confident he was, like, you know, and, you know, I thought he had an outstanding game.
Yeah, what does it mean to these players then? Like, when we look down, Paul Burns has got another, Christopher McDermott's got another, Sean McVeigh, James E. Donnelly, Danny Cullen, Kieran Matheson. Some of these boys might have thought they might never get one again after 2013.
Well, you know, I'm just looking down there, like, James E. Donnelly is just ecstatic down there, like, you know, James E. Donnelly, I think he came out of retirement this year, like, you know, and, you know, I'd say he is one glad man that he took Donegal jersey one more year. Hendon McDermott, you know, all these fellas are pushing on, they've been around now for 14, 15 years, like, you know, wearing that jersey. They have three or four medals now, like, you know, and I'd say a lot of these fellas will be happy to walk away after this today, like, you know, and hold their head up high, like, you know, and a lot of these young fellas that's coming in have big shoes to fill, like, you know, and they know what they're capable of doing, like, you know, so I think Donegal hurling is definitely on the way up again.
Yeah, it's been a big year for Donegal. We've got an All-Ireland and we had an Ulster title as well for Setanta, so with the beckons for moving forward for a good future, they all have to build on this now, so
they have to build on this now again. Like, you know, we'll be all back into the club championship now again, like, you know, and, you know, hopefully one of the Donegal teams can push on maybe and win an Ulster title like Setanta did, and push on and maybe win an All-Ireland title at club level, like, you know, which would be fantastic for Donegal Ireland, like, you know.